The DePlease sisters stand at a crossroads. Six women from across the globe, adopted as babies by their enigmatic billionaire father, Pa Salt, have spent years uncovering their origins through clues he left behind after his death. Named after the seven sisters of the Pleiades constellation, they've traveled from Brazil to Norway, Kenya to Australia, each discovering her birth heritage. But one sister remains missing, Merope, the seventh star. With Pa Salt's funeral approaching, their search intensifies, leading them to New Zealand, where they meet Mary Kate McDougall, a young musician with an emerald ring identical to the one in Pa Salt's drawing. Could she be the missing piece of their cosmic puzzle? As they chase Mary Kate's mother, Mary, across continents, a peculiar pattern emerges. She seems to be deliberately avoiding them, fleeing whenever they draw near. What secret is this woman protecting, and why has she spent decades running from a past she refuses to acknowledge? The search for Mary becomes a worldwide pursuit, taking the sisters from New Zealand's vineyards to Norfolk Island, Toronto, and finally London. At each location, they discover traces of a woman determined to remain hidden. Star, typically the most reserved sister, boldly partners with her friend Orlando to pose as aristocrats at Claridge's Hotel, hoping to intercept Mary. Meanwhile, Allie travels to France to meet Mary Kate's brother Jack, finding unexpected romance during their shared mission. When Mary finally stops running, she returns to Ireland, a homeland she fled 37 years earlier under traumatic circumstances. Her long-standing fear becomes evident as she reconnects with her childhood friend and godfather, Ambrose, now elderly. Through their conversations, we glimpse the events that forced her escape, revealing a life constructed on careful secrets and deliberate distance from her Irish roots. Some doors, Mary confesses to her puzzled daughter, were locked for good reason. The narrative shifts to 1920s Ireland during the War of Independence, following 19-year-old Nuala Murphy, whose diary Mary discovers among her possessions. Nuala's family farm in West Cork serves as a safe house for IRA volunteers fighting British forces. While nursing wounded Philip Fitzgerald's son, of Anglo-Irish landowners, Nuala develops a complex friendship that challenges her black-and-white view of the conflict. What makes this historical thread so compelling is its focus on women's roles in the struggle. Through Nuala and the women of Cumann na mBan, the women's auxiliary of the IRA, we witness how women maintained households under constant threat, nursed the wounded, carried messages, and gathered intelligence. When British soldiers burn Nuala's family home, the trauma creates ripples that will echo through generations, affecting her daughter Maggie and eventually Mary herself. Haven't we all wondered how the unspoken pains of our ancestors might still shape our lives today? The novel explores this haunting question through characters whose present-day anxieties and behaviors directly stem from historical wounds never properly healed. As Mary reconnects with her Irish roots, we learn she was raised as Mary O'Reilly in rural West Cork during the 1950s and 60s, a bright child who escaped poverty through books and won a scholarship to a prestigious Dublin boarding school. The revelation of Mary's adoption creates a profound parallel with Mary Kate, both women raised by loving, non-biological families. Family secrets emerge as a central theme, showing how unspoken truths create repeating generational patterns, silent dinner tables, unexplained anxieties, and taboo topics. This manifests through Bobby Noiro, Mary's childhood friend whose family history of mental illness and violence drives her from Ireland. Bobby's grandfather was institutionalized after participating in the Easter Rising, a legacy of political violence and breakdown that eventually manifests in her own collapse. Through these interwoven stories, the novel asks, can we escape our past, or does it inevitably shape us? For Mary, who fled to New Zealand and reinvented herself, home became a place of safety and new beginnings. Yet her Irish identity remained essential, evident in her accent, love of mythology, and the values she passed to her children. Female solidarity forms both the backbone and heart of this narrative. From the courageous women of Cumann na Mann who risked their lives for Irish independence to the DePlease sisters searching for their missing sibling, women's connections provide essential support during times of crisis and transformation. This solidarity shines in Nuala and Hannah's relationship during the Irish War of Independence. Despite later political differences after the treaty, their early support sustains them through the conflict's most dangerous periods. Similarly, Mary finds an emotional anchor in her sister Katie when returning to Ireland to confront painful memories. In the contemporary timeline, each DePlease sister contributes unique strengths to their shared quest. Allie's determination, Star's perception, Cece's straightforwardness, Tiggy's intuition, Electra's energy, and Maya's wisdom. Together, they form a powerful unit capable of solving the mystery their father left behind. There's something profoundly moving about women from different backgrounds uniting their diverse strengths toward a common purpose. Throughout the search, Pa Salt's presence looms large despite his death, his influence felt in the carefully arranged clues. The sisters discover coordinates on his armillary sphere, pointing to Argadine House in West Cork, the same location in Nuala's diary and near Mary's childhood home. This suggests Pa Salt knew about Mary's Irish origins all along. The plot thickens when they learn the Ezu family purchased Argadine House in 1948, creating a direct link to Craig Ezu, a mysterious figure from their past, and his son Zed, the father of Maya's unborn child. This reveals a complex web of relationships spanning generations, with Pa Salt at the center. The novel concludes with Mary receiving a letter from someone named Atlas, presumably Pa Salt's real name, claiming she is his seventh daughter and her mother was the love of his life. As she flies to Greece for Pa Salt's memorial, Mary reflects that unlike her fearful departure from Ireland years ago, she now travels toward family and truth. The story demonstrates how facing painful truths leads to healing. For decades, Mary lived in fear that Bobby Noiro would harm her family, avoiding Irish music, refusing to teach her children Gaelic, and distancing herself from her heritage. When she discovers Bobby has been institutionalized for years, this burden lifts, allowing her to reconnect with her Irish identity. The reunion between Ambrose and Father James, friends separated by societal prejudice, shows it's never too late to reclaim important relationships. Their joyful reconnection in old age stands as testament to bonds that endure despite external pressures. For the DePlease sisters, each step toward finding their missing sibling brings them closer to understanding their father's legacy and their own places in the world. Though complete truth remains elusive, their discoveries point toward a resolution that will complete their journey. The missing sister reminds us that while uncovering painful secrets may initially cause distress, the freedom from facing reality ultimately allows for genuine connection and peace. As Mary reflects at Inchidoni Beach, "What gave meaning to our brief existence was love."